Hello, everybody. My name is Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and I just began a new foundation called the Brother Nathaniel Foundation. It's a nonprofit corporation, and I want to tell you a little bit about it and why I started it. We have a problem here in America, and it is now time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. Nor need we shrink from honestly facing the conditions in our country today. This great nation can endure as it has endured. It will revive as it has prospered in the past. But first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear are Zionist Jews themselves. That is the threat that America faces today. Zionist Jews have infiltrated and taken control of every sphere of our American government. Let's look at the political sphere first. This is not a nameless threat, but I will name names. Who's in charge of Homeland Security? He chairs the committee, the Senate Committee for Homeland Security and Government Affairs. His name is Joe Lieberman. His last name is not Murphy. We also have Henry Waxman. We have the Levin brothers, Carl and Sander Levin. All these people hold the highest committees, they're chairmen on these particular committees, which oversee the most crucial, important aspects of our American life, both domestic and foreign policy. Let's look at the Supreme Court. We now have Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. These are Zionist Jews. Joining them very soon is to be Elena Kagan. She's also a Zionist Jew and alleged lesbian. She has no experience. She has never been on the bench. She's a product of Zionist networking. That's how she rose to this position and why Obama, who is nothing but a Zionist puppet, appointed her. Let's look at the Federal Reserve Bank. The chairman is Ben Shalom Bernanke. His last name is not Wagner. His co-chairman is Donald Cohen. Obama just appointed three more Zionist Jews because he's simply a puppet, a Zionist-controlled puppet. Who did he appoint? Peter Diamond, Janet Yellen, whose husband, the Zionist Jew, George Akaroff, has been a long-term consultant to the Federal Reserve Bank, and Sarah Bloom Raskin. Their names are not Smith, Strauss. These are last names, Raskin, Bernanke, Cohen, who represent an elite group of Americans who only make up less than 2% of the American population. Yet, on the Federal Reserve Board, they hold 85% of the board seats. Supreme Court, with Elena Kagan coming on, it'll be 33% representation. We have 60% Protestants in this nation, but not a single Protestant is now on the Supreme Court. What's happened to America? Zionists have taken over. Look at the lobbies. AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Anti-Defamation League. These people call the shots. These people write the rules. They've got the big money, and they tell the candidates what their platform has to be, especially when it comes to the nation of Israel. If a candidate does not vote pro-Israel, he's finished. They ruin him through their campaign contributions being taken put to their opponents and through the media, smearing them or ignoring them. Lastly, let's look at the White House. We have in the economic team Larry Summers, Robert Rubin. We have Peter Orszag. These people run the economics of the White House. They are all Zionists. Who are Obama's closest advisors? Three Zionist Jews. Rahm Emanuel, he has dual citizenship. He's a dual citizen of Israel and America. His loyalty is to Israel first. You better believe it. Who else are Obama's close advisors? Valerie Jarrett, Zionist Jew. David Axelrod. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the sad news in America. Zionist Jews now run our nation, and it's their interests that they put first, not America's. This is why I have started the Brother Nathaniel Foundation. It is now legal. It is now official. Please visit my website, brothernathanielfoundation.org, and you will see and you will catch a new vision for America.